Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has great and wonderful things to say and share with his people. Everything in our lives is adjustable at our perfect will. In him we can do all things through Christ. And we can have a perfect will. We can have a will of perfection. Why? Because we can receive his word at our will, receive it, believe it, and have faith. We can operate in the God kind of faith at our will. Now, many times people haven't taught you these things. You may not have heard anything like this before. But the word of God has given it to us. It gave us the ability to have a perfect will just like God's. God gave us the ability to operate just like him. In the Sunday school class yesterday, I pointed out that Satan made 5 statements that got him in trouble. In the first conversation God had with Adam that's recorded, just when he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. God told Adam to operate just like he does. This is how God builds everything. He sets things up to win. We have to set our own heart up to win in him. We do it by him. We do it in his love. Satan was going to do it in hatred. See, it takes hatred to run the world. You have to have, you know, two weeks ago, we pointed out how it takes a level of hatred to do anything of the world. And the word said it this way, that friendship with the world is enmity against God. You can't be friends with the wicked ways of this world. You can't seduce people and love them at the same time. You can't work against people and love them at the same time. You can't do people wrong and coerce people to do your will and love them at the same time. We have to love people. If we can love people, we have the love of God in us, then we can receive God's word in us, and we can make all the adjustments to our emotions and our way of thinking, our ways, our will, it can become healthy. That the healing process of salvation will grow throughout our lives. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light, full of the healing process of salvation. Until you're just like Jesus, which is just like God. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He gave us life, and that life works in us, and we can look at things through him. As if we're close to him, we can gain understanding. Not only can we do all things through him, but we can become like him in our ways, in our thinking, in our will. And our will can be fortified in him. Sometimes people just try not to do wrong, and they hope they don't do wrong because they don't want to, because the life of God is in them. And they don't want to be tempted by the world. And they pray that God will take the temptation away, which is good. But guess what? The word will give you everything you need to drive it out of your life. And continue to ask the Lord to take it away. That's a good prayer. That's not wrong. Sometimes people don't know how to do all these dynamics that I'm teaching. But they do what they know. And sometimes that's all you have. Use what you have to get where you're going. And you can make the adjustments on a low level, but I'm saying you can make it on a greater level. Now, as we study the Word of God and receive it, the Word of God has a healing process all within it, because it's the Word of God, because the Word of God is God. They can't be separate. So when you receive His Word in you, that the healing process continues. Now, there's no limit to how much you can hate sin. Some people love sin more than others. They love the wicked ways of this world, and they they try to thrive in it. But they, you know, they don't have a small amount of hatred. They have a lot of hatred, and they want it, and they want it to be like that. They love the pride of things. They love pride. Pride is full of hatred. Pride is even oppositional against God. Lust and greed is bad enough, but pride is worse. It's total opposition against God. At least lust is desiring something God made, but it's wrong because it's misusing what God made. Lust is always wrong. Greed is always wrong. Because greed tries to make an idol. It tries to be fulfilled in things, and it can't. See, when people agree to that, that's a form of idolatry. When people lust after people, that's also idolatry. You're trying to turn a woman into a god. You're trying to turn a man into a god. If you're a woman, and you know, not to mention homosexual, that's wrong too. You're trying to gratify yourself out of somebody else, and you don't need them. We're complete in Christ. Even when we're married and we love our wives, or the wife loves her husband, the love of God is not lust. You love that person. And you cherish the gift of that person that God gave you. And you desire to be a blessing to your spouse. That's love. That, you know, that's far beyond the way of lust. Lust is hatred. And we desire our, you know, it's healthy to desire your spouse. That's of God. You have commitment. You have a relationship. Somebody you're committed to. You love them. You'll die for them. You'll put yourself in harm's way to help them. You know, that's love. But people that are, that's full of lust, it won't work that way. They don't care what happens to a person and how they feel. They can sell people drugs, for instance. They don't care what happens to the person as long as they get money. And that's not of God. So there's no limit to how much you can love a person. There's no limit to how much you can hate the wrong things. But God is more than just right and wrong. God is a person, and he has love. And we can operate just like he do. And all of his ways gives us more freedom, more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. And the hatred it takes to leave all that, we can hate that kind of hatred at our will. And our will can form to be just like Christ. We can have the same, our will can be just like his. And it can be just as strong as his. The only thing, the more we learn from him, the better we can do this. As he teaches us, he's guiding us to greater all the time. Now, some people will get as far, they'll just get as far as they get in life. But remember, we're going to live forever, and we're going to learn things forever. And we can grow stronger forever. Every day we can become stronger than we were. Now, God loves us, and he cherishes us. And he gave us his holy word to help us be holy. He said, I'm holy, be ye holy. Holy because I'm holy. We're like him. God always wanted us to be just like him. And Satan wanted to be just like God. Now, God enabled us to be just like him. God makes planets and people. And, you know, all those planets that you see, God's been doing that for a long time. But what if you, all your words and encouragement and advice left a pattern of good works? You see the suns up there, all those stars. Those are God's patterns of good works. He did. He's been busy doing good. So if you're busy doing good, you'll leave a trail behind you of good works. Everywhere you go, you'll be a blessing to people, helping people understand who God is, and helping people know him, helping people see, helping people understand. Being a blessing. And it's not hard. This is your heritage. This is what God, this is your gift to God. Your life can be your gift to God. And as you receive His word, there is no limit how much joy you can have and how much peace you can have and the things you can have. But I pray for what I truly desire, not something that's that I can turn into an idol. I don't want to consume stuff. I want to enjoy stuff. It's a difference. See, some people ask God for things so they can consume it on their lust. That's idolatry. But if you say with your mouth, I hate greed, I hate lust, I hate pride, that's where all the sin comes from anyway. All sin starts from those three things. The love of money. You can say, I hate the love of money. And you can say, I love God a million times more than I love money. Money, and you can say, money is my tool. When you say these things, it gets in your will, and it becomes true in you. And you can say, I love every way of God. I will do all that's in His heart. I will do His perfect will. You can speak these things, and it will grow in you. And you won't be struggling and wrestling all the time. When God wants you to do something that's new to you, you'll be able to do it without hesitation. He'll be able to trust you to stay on point. He'll put you on point and He'll keep you, and you'll have the will it takes to stay there. Sometimes people graduate and God give them a greater assignment and they fall away from their assignment. Not God, but they fall away from what God wanted them to do because it's new to them. And people don't, sometimes people would rather be a follower than a leader. But if you follow God, you gotta learn to be a leader and a follower. You gotta learn to follow Him and also the people that He give you to be your leader or your helper. You got in a healthy relationship, you're not gonna always be the leader. You're gonna have to listen, just like you have to give, just like you have to teach, you have to hear. We're a body, we're not a dictatorship. But if we learn, we have to receive what God is saying. And He'll give us everything we need, and we'll be able to stay on point. And He'll be able to trust us to stay on point, and He'll give you the information it takes to operate on point. Whatever He gives you to do. But this is not an accident. These are the things that you have to decide. I'm going to do this. And your will becomes His will. Your will becomes stronger in Him. And you become a candidate to learn more from God. Because every time you cause God to trust you, He will give you more understanding. But don't draw back. The problem is, it's not that God is not doing His part. People are not doing theirs. They're drawing back. They're doing things that God said don't do. And they're loving things that God said don't love. They love this world. And God said don't love the world. Hate the world. Not the people. Not the people. Not the people. The world system, hate it. Now it's healthy to hate what causes you to hate God. I hate the level of sin. I hate the hatred of the world that it takes to sin. See, sin has hatred in it. It's embalmed with hatred. And you don't want it in your life. You want to have the will of God in your life. You want to have the security of God in your life. You want to have the knowledge of God throughout your life. And it's better. And it's good. So as we go forward in the Lord doing His perfect will, you're going to find that you really can do all things through Christ. And all the treasures of knowledge, you can have it. Jesus said, seek and you will find. Seek and you will find. Knock, it will be open. Knock, it will be open. Ask and you shall receive. God is not stingy. Ask, you will receive. All things are yours from God. Whatever you want, you can ask for it, and He'll give you the means to get it. I told my son the other day, it's healthy to be able to plan and stay on a budget. But when you want something, ask God for it. He know how to give it to you. You're not limited in Him. Believing that you're limited in Christ is wrong. That's not true. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide you into all truth. And He's right. So if you follow Him, whatever you desire, make it known to God, and you can have it. You can have all